stacked stumps, caves, arches, crevices. These features are formed on cliffs or headlands. Waves can attack vertical lines of weakness known as faults. Processes such as hydraulic action, where the wave pounds into the cliff face, compresses air, that air then exerts force on the rock and breaks it off. An abrasion, where stones in the water are thrown into the cliff face, widen these faults into cracks, and eventually the waves will penetrate deeply enough to create caves which have a back and an opening. Over time, the cave will be eroded even larger into an arch, accessible to the sea on both sides. Weathering will also play a role, with physical weathering processes such as freeze-thaw and chemical processes such as carbonation weakening the rock surrounding the cave or arch, making it more susceptible to mass movement and collapse. Finally, the erosion and weathering continues and the arch collapses, leaving behind a stack which is a vertical column of rock, often with a wave-cut notch at its base. These stacks can be attacked further by both weathering and erosion processes, and eventually the stack may collapse to leave a low-lying stump.